Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, so Abby finds herself in her dating situation that she's totally okay with taking sloppy seconds from our producer, Rebecca.
Yeah, as you can imagine, I was horrified to find out that a man I was going out with last week had actually canoodled with my close friend, confidant, and coworker, Rebecca, before we went out. This happened a decade ago, but you know what?
Ten years, ten days,
it's all the same to me. Like when you have a photo, when you have photographic evidence of the man you're about to go on a date with kissing your friend, it's as fresh as it, you know, as it could have been.
So this was like almost a best friend, and you guys tried kissing one time, used a whole bunch of tongue, and decided, nah, I'm just going to pass this one on to Abby.
This was a good friend from high school that we shared a kiss in the eve of 2017, New Year's Eve. And this was a man who actually all of my friends hooked up with. So
so you didn't just hook up with her ex.
She told me this and I was like, should I cancel this?
Yeah. The fact that, that Abby had a date with him after like every single one of my friends have already made out with him, I was like, this tracks. This feels
that
right.
Is
well, this
wild.
This is how I know that we're friends now. I'm like, I feel like it's a rite of passage to become Rebecca's friend. Uh-huh. You have to hook up with this man.
I mean, people have hoe phases, so maybe that was just his hoe phase, because it was, whether you want to admit it or not, almost a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 8 years, 2017. I was young and 22 and didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know you were going to have a history with this man in the future. Yeah. I had known.
Was the kiss any good? You remember?
I don't remember at all. Only have a photo, and that's the only reason I remember it.
But you remembered the photo, because that came in hot. Because how this all happened was, is we matched on a dating app Hinge, and then his first message to me was a call back to the very end of a video Rebecca had posted on the Bert Show socials, where she's pitching me to men. She's like, if you want to date my friend Abby, like, these are three questions you can ask her on a first date. So he asked me those three questions, and I was like, this is suspicious. And so I sent a screenshot to Rebecca, and she's like, oh my God, I know that man. And then immediately proceeds to send me a photo of them kissing on New Year's Eve of 2017, apparently. So I was a little hesitant. I was like, I don't know if I should go out with this man that Rebecca has gone out with. But I was like, you know what? We'll do it for the plot. And I need things to talk about on the radio. So I ended up going out on the date. And about halfway through the date, he called me out and I didn't know how to respond. So the date comes around, I think it was like on Wednesday or Thursday, and he just took me to a cocktail bar here in Atlanta. It was called Mid City, which is probably the worst place to take someone when they're like, how's the date? I'd be like, well, he took me to Mid City. Just immediately sounds like it didn't go well. So we end up going to this cocktail bar and it's great. He looks exactly like his photos. And I was like, win. And then, you know, we're having like just casual conversation, normal date stuff. What's your favorite color? How many siblings do you have? Like the kinds of questions that make me want to scream into the void.
Does he know yet that you know that he kissed Rebecca?
Well, funny you should mention that, Kristen, because where he called me out on this date was about 2 minutes in. Like literally we've sat down. We haven't even ordered our beverages yet. And his like second or third question to me is, so how do you know Rebecca? And it catches me so off guard because, you know, I'm nervous. It's a first date. And I've talked to Rebecca about this man that it doesn't really like strike me as anything like I need to like question. I just go, oh, well, you know, Rebecca's one of my coworkers and we're friends and we're going to Greece together. La, 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 la. And then about 30 minutes later, he goes, he's like, he says, so you didn't ask me any questions after I asked you, how do you know Rebecca? And because I'm an open book and I can't lie, and I'm like, yeah, I guess a normal person would have asked, why did you ask me about my friend that I don't know that you know that I know that you know that you kissed on New Year's Eve in 2017? And I just folded immediately and I grabbed my phone and I pull up my text and I was like, well...
No way. You show him it all.
Yes. You did not pull out the photo, did you?
I pulled out the photo.
You're on a date and you pull out a photo of your date kissing another woman on the date?
Well, not awkward at all.
I said, well, you know, your first message to me on Hinge really just caught me off guard. Or I thought I was like, oh, I can't remember what video this was from. And I had sent it to my close personal friend, confidant, and and coworker, Rebecca. And I said, this is crazy. I wonder if he's a Burt Show listener. And that's when my friend Rebecca pulled out the photo of you two having a little... on New Year's Eve of 2017.
So I'm saying this is the universe working for you through a friend.
Yeah.
She signs off on him also. And this kiss was so long ago, not a big deal. It's not like they went all the way or anything.
No, it's not the kiss that's a red flag. I think I'm the red flag. I'm like, let's bring back secrets, Abby. Let's just say, oh, I don't know. I forgot. I should have just lied. And instead, because I'm incapable of lying and faking it, I just pulled out the text receipts. And he's like, wow, you guys text a lot. I'm like, yeah, I do see her every day.
Did he respond to the picture at all?
He goes, oh, yeah.
That was it?
That was it.
So is there another date or did that buzz kill it? Or?
Wouldn't you like to know, Bert?
Yes.
Yeah, we
would. That's why.
Well, there might be.
But there has nothing planned yet.
There may be a plan.
Are you embarrassed to tell us that you're continuing to date?
Okay. All right, so it wasn't a game changer.
No.
This is ending very suddenly and very cryptically.
I'm deeply uncomfortable right now.
Is it ending like this because you like this dude and you think this might have legs, so you want to minimize scaring him off on the radio?
Well, I know he's gonna lie.
I know he's going to listen to this, so I just don't want to give any more of my cards out.
Okay.
Just keep laughing through it.
You're screwed.
This is The Bert Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.